Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. The infamous Gregory Penn, huh? We get all sorts of emails about what I say here on Aspire. Anyway, this program is for February the 7th, 2021. Got to get that plug-in rules. Anyway, I'm very grateful you chose to be with me as we're going to take a look at how do I believe, and this is just getting ridiculous with people about the state of the government and all of that stuff that people like to get involved in. I don't know, you know, how can you get so involved in politics when this is a time of awakening? This is a wonderful opportunity for all of us to see the futility of the way we have lived in this world, in this life, in this country, within ourselves, and then start to change it for the sake of what? Awakening. To awaken to love, to awaken beyond the confines of the humanness of our body, of our brain, of our genetics, of our DNA, to actually do something meaningful. But we, all the time, when we get these wonderful opportunities, we miss, and we usually fumble and bumble our way, and that's exactly what we're doing now, fumbling and bumbling our way and getting involved in hate and fear. You know, the interesting thing, and I'm not a political guy, but I am interested in human beings, so I say this based on my work with human beings. No matter what you do, and I love you, Joe Biden, I do. No matter what you do, you're not going to be able to bring the people together because the bias of their human body, the bias in their genetic nature is not going to allow them to do what everybody thinks is possible. To bring people together, you have to bring them together typically, not always, but typically through hate and fear. That's just the way it is in our bodies. Our DNA is always looking for an enemy. Our bodies are always, through our DNA, looking for survival of the fittest mentality inside of us. We can conjure that up very quickly. And before you know it, here we are, fighting, hating, even each other. We're crumbling. It's all very interesting to me. How we have this divine opportunity to do some very lovely things with our life, and we just refuse to do it. It is amazing to me. I watch it as I look at people talk about their life, talk about what is and is not, their assumptions, the whole thing. It just goes on and on and on. I just don't know what to say except, hey, let's go to the questions. How do I believe is our theme today? First question from Cap, K-A-P. Does not tell me where Cap lives. How do I believe in good in a world that is so filled with bad? Cap. You know, the reason people find it difficult to understand answers that are deeper than what their minds can think. You know, the confines of the human mind is very limited, and we have a narrow parochial point of view about everything, just about everything. We're not open-minded people. And what we do is we pit one thought against another. What if there was no good and there was no bad? What if there was no right and there was no wrong? What if? And where would you lean? And then people would say, well, if there's no good and bad, I can just do whatever I want. No. That would not be the causation here. I can't do whatever I want. I have to do, if I am looking at myself from a new mind, a mind no longer seeking to consider what is good and bad or right and wrong, a mind that is not predicated on the idea of right and wrong and good and bad. What if I started to cultivate another kind of mind, another point of view, a mind that is not in conflict, Cap, with everything that is going on, both outside of me and, more importantly, on the inside of me. What are you really struggling with? How do you believe in good in a world filled with bad people, you say? You have to be your own universe, as it were. You have to want love more than wanting what you think is love. That's how. And if you're going to do that, you're going to have to get beyond your instincts, your impulse. You're going to have to stop formulating ideas that congregate around the idea of right and wrong, good and bad. You're going to have to live beyond the concepts and the confines of what you think of as a moral premise of what is quote unquote right. All the people that stormed the Capitol, believe it or not, they thought somewhere inside of them that this is right thing to do. It was terrible thing to do. It was horrendous, and they're involved in the whole idea of being mesmerized by hate. And when Trump was president, that's what it was all about with him. And people are looking for a leader that leads them to the glory of their hatred. And they just love that kind of stuff, and they live in it. And that's the sad and pathetic part of it all. To live in that kind of mentality is only going to promote more and more difficulties, more and more hatred. So what to do with our life? What do you do when your instincts are taking you in one direction and your authentic heart, not your human heart, but your authentic heart is there and its message to you is so faint that you can't really get involved in it because it just doesn't make any sense to you. It doesn't provide you with the kind of drama you might be wanting in your life. And with that all being said, I have to want the higher good of everyone for the sake of abandoning the hate that I treasure so much in my ego, my vanity, my pride. You have to see things for the way they are, not what you believe they are. And that is a very difficult thing. So maybe the idea, Cap, is not to believe. How about that? Ooh, that doesn't go over well with people. That people like to think that they're on higher moral ground if they believe in things that are truth, justice, and the American way, as the saying goes with Superman in the 50s. Yeah, we really like to think that we live on a higher moral ground than any other country, and it's really not true. We just do what we do and believe what we believe because that's all we know to do out of instinct and pride and vanity and psychology. Our own psychology, which is very parochial, to say the least. What do you want to do with your life? You got to sit down. I'll tell you, Cap, everybody has to look at their life in certain ways in order to survive themselves. Do you understand what I just said? Everybody has to think the way they think about their lives based on how they're going to deal and think about themselves, how they're going to actually deal with themselves. We have a lot of impulses in there, a lot of desire, ambition, pride, what I call monkey business, what Buddha called mischief. And we just love our mischief, and that's all we're into. It is very rare that you find someone who can live in the beauty of love, the beauty of authentic love, not human love, which is based on all sorts of genetic dispositions, inherited past lives, as well as our DNA. You have to be able to see the bigger picture of our life, the bigger picture of our heart, the bigger picture of our livingness. Let me give you something, Cap, that may never have crossed your mind. The only way you and I will ever know the most beautiful love that life can offer us in this world is to be relevant to other people, in the sense of, I wouldn't want you to suffer by the hand of my desires, by the hand of my beliefs, by the hand of my assumptions. I have to want your well-being. And that's really a big part of what it means to be living in a society. We have to want for each other what we would want for ourselves. We have to care about each other as we would care about ourselves. That is true equality. But we can't do that because, for us, everyone looks like a threat. Everyone looks like they're trying to get whatever it is we have or that we want. So we're always in competition with other people, making it very, very difficult to awaken spiritually, to awaken those elements within us that might prove to be helpful to other people and bring us into consciousness. Believing is nothing more than opinion. I believe in my opinion. That's what people tell me. They believe in this, that, and the other. It's all opinion. It's speculation. It's assumption. There is nothing more damaging to our life, this world, our country, than what we believe in. It's nothing worse. It's fervent emotion. It is passion. And people admire passion because they don't understand that passion can burn up your house really quick. And one passion to one person is not a passion to another. And then all of a sudden we're fighting. We have to want for each other what we would really just want for ourselves. And to help each other. To do everything we can. I go to hospice. I work with kids who are hungry. I'm telling you. This is really, really important stuff. To want love more than wanting what you think gives you the love you want. And that's a big one. So, Cap, what can I say? Whatever you believe in, I can't take away from you. But one of the things you should look at is, what does this serve in me? What actually am I hating? What is my hating of the bad people and loving of the good people doing inside me? Where did I come up with this concept of my own personal division? I wouldn't want to be in Biden's shoes right now. I really wouldn't. And bless his heart, he's got a lot to deal with. A lot. I hope he's up to the task. Please forgive me. Namaste. Carrie is the next question. Carrie is a lady. And she lives in Baltimore, and she says, what should I do? I just don't trust anyone. I don't know who to trust in. Carrie from Baltimore. Carrie, listen to me, dear. Don't believe. Only don't believe. And don't believe in people. Believe and start cultivating some sense of faith in love. The love that lives within and beyond your human heart, beyond the spectacle of your behaviors and other people's behaviors, beyond the precepts and concepts of emotionality. If you let love be all emotional, you will never know authentic love at all. If you let love be passionate, you will never know the meaning of your life as love itself. And this means that I must give up all of my ideas and my ideals and all my crazy thoughts about, you know, let's all just join hands and sing Let There Be Peace on Earth, when people don't want peace on earth. I have to find it within me. You have to find it within you. Don't believe others. Don't even believe me. Find within yourself that which is unbelievable. It's called love. Act in kindness. Act in compassion. Act in forgiveness. Be generous in everything. Be so generous that it threatens your carry part. And just start looking at your life from the point of view of you have everything to lose and nothing to gain. And the only thing that is important is what you can do for others. That's a beginning point. And that would lead you to the next and the next and the next. If you got involved in it, you would start seeing the substance of your life. You would start seeing how your life works. The kindness, the compassion, how what really does go around comes around. When you really start understanding that, when you really understand what goes around comes around, when you understand the meaning, the significance of what that is, you start to understand, oh, you can make a difference. Now, there's going to come a time in your life, as it was in my life and still is every day of my life, where you're going to have to decide what you're willing to give up for the sake of love. This is really, really important for all of us to understand. I'm going to tell you what it generally is. You're going to have to give up those around you who promote hate and self-righteousness within you. Boy, that's a big one. Because in that, just in that, you will find a whole group of people that you have come to be with that have nothing to do with the meaning of your life. Oh, it's going to be painful. And then you will understand why Jesus said, your greatest enemy are those of your own household. You will truly understand. And the other one that he said in the Gnostic Gospels, which is so very true, when you find, you will be troubled. We're living in a world with a mass of people who only believe in what they can think, in what they can analyze, in what they fear, in what they hate. That's it. That's all they can do. That's all they're willing to do. And that's what most people are all about. They miss their goodness. They miss their sweetness. They miss the insight. You see what we do with people in this world who are awakened, who are on the verge of awakening, who are considering awakening from another point of view. We kill them. We killed Aesop, Socrates, ancient times. Obviously, we kill contemporary people. This is why Buddha ran for his life all the time, living in the forest. It was an arduous experience, but he felt he was willing to do it because he wanted to help people. He wanted to help liberate people. Jesus was killed for the most ridiculous. He was killed as an experiment. Let's see what God does. If this guy's the Son of God, what's going to happen? And because they thought nothing happened, they couldn't see it with their eyes. Didn't matter to them. Just one more person dead. You saw it with Gandhi. You saw it with Jack and Martin and Bobby. You saw it with all of them that were just beginning to get that idea. Anything that's a threat to the establishment of hate becomes the object of the hate. And that's just the way society works and people are. Now you've got to ask yourself, Carrie, are you a part of all that? And I don't know you at all, and I hope you're not, but there's an awfully good chance you are. And if that is the way, most of the people you and I know work, then we are really in trouble. And I think we've always been in trouble. We just have all sorts of ways of getting into mischief. And there is the issue of our life. So, Carrie, I can't talk people into love. I've never been able to. I've never been able to talk people into forgiveness and compassion. Never. It's easy to say, oh, be compassionate with someone you like or love or you have much in common with. But to really be in compassion, forgiveness, and love with people that are, quote unquote, your enemies or who you like to believe did you wrong is a very difficult thing because the human ego is involved. There you are. Please forgive me. Namaste. This is a problem that is never going to go away, just never. Last question is from Arlene in San Diego. I believe that I'm good and there are a lot of people who are no good. Why? Why are these people here, Arlene? And she says, don't give me any metaphysical stuff. Oh, that cracks me up. I'm not going to give you any metaphysical stuff. You know, people are here because of the same reason you're here. This is the best we could do. This, on this earth, we are living to learn, to mature, hopefully to grow, to have some sense or a semblance of insight, to mature into qualities that are loving and kind. So, why are we here? That's why we're here. I'm here to be with you in this moment. This once-in-a-lifetime moment here on the radio, I am here with you. You are here with me in the same way. Now, what is happening between us? That is what needs to be looked at. There is always the opportunity for a great love. There is always an opportunity for beauty. There's always an opportunity for goodness. And I don't know what goodness is in any given situation. I have to discover it. And that's part of being with people, to discover what is it between us that brought us together. This radio program brought you and me together. Here we are. Now, what do we do with it? Now, it's a little one-sided here because I get to do all the talking and you don't, and I'm sorry about that, but that's the way it is. You contacted me. You must be searching for something, but don't search for that something from the kinetic energy of your human beingness, because if you do, you'll be sadly disappointed about everything. The whole effort is awaken, awaken, awaken. And what do I mean by that? Watch. Just watch. Sit quietly, Arlene, and just watch. Watch your mind. Watch what it is thinking. Don't get involved in it. Don't criticize it. Don't condone it. Don't do anything with it. Just watch. See that which is and that which is not. Just watch. Don't try to find a cure, a rightness, a wrongness. Just watch. If you can just watch without the critic being there, you will discover. In that discovery is everything. And that, to me, supersedes belief. To discover that which is really happening and not color it with my bias, because how people think of belief is nothing more than bias, prejudice. They want to see things the way they want to see things, and they can't see things or experience things outside of the bias of their human genetics and DNA. Gotta go. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your question, Arlene. I'm very touched. Please forgive me. Namaste. Well, there's the weekend. Got another week ahead. Got more questions. If you ever want to get a hold of me, it's greg@aspire.org. That's greg@aspire, A-S-P-I-R-E .org. See you next week. Thank you for listening and Please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.